pernah berjanji bersama sehidup semati. Temani aku di sini, namun apa daya tanganku tak sampai menggapaimu. Takdir tak berpihak padaku untuk mempertahankanmu. Semoga kau bahagia hidup bersamanya.
Harusnya ku bisa sadar diri, aku sudah punya kekasih hati.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a keroncong song entitled Hanya Kamu Yang Bisa or Only You Who Can by Marsha and Vivin. The song created by Indonesian musician Badai and released in 2008 was popularized by Indonesian music group Tiket. Just like the title, the meaning of the song is about a man who can only be attracted to one woman. He gets a lot of temptation, but nobody can impress him. He's just fascinated by that woman, and even that woman drives him crazy. Well, listener, here's the keroncong version of Hanya Kamu Yang Bisa by Marsha, featuring Vivin. Enjoy!
1, 2, 3, go!
Kau curi hatiku.
you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali. You're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture. Meet the Balinese people with a warm smile and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is quote of the day. No race is more influential than a good role model. A quote from Jude Nyadin. Listener, Jude Nyadin is a national hero of Indonesia. Her spirit for independence never flickered, even in the front of the enemy, or even when she was sick. Jude Nyadin always upheld her principles and her belief in Islam. And listener, that's quote of the day.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
And you're still tuned to Radio World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Why don't we now let's check the weather, so we know what is gonna happen in Indonesia. So some weather forecast from the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency, or BMKG.co.id. They reported that some places across the country is gonna be having rain today. For example, in Jakarta, in Bandar Lampung, Bandung, Bengkulu, Denpasar, oh my god, and then in Gorontalo, Jambi, even in Jayapura, Kupang, and some other places. And some notes for the people wanting to do some activities across some places, beware that Manado might be not only raining, but also it will be have a lot of thunders. And some other places across their countries are forecasted to be cloudy, but if I may add, more places are going to be raining. Let me add it, listeners, some of them will be Pangkal Pinang, Palu, Palembang, Palangkaraya, Padang, and also even in Merauke will be raining today. And listener, that's the weather forecast from the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency. If it's raining, bring your umbrella. If it's not raining too well, still bring your umbrella so that when it's raining, you'll be ready. In Indonesia, we have a saying, prepare an umbrella before it's raining. And our listener, recently the social media, some music or Indonesian pop music Instagram accounts are celebrating the 21st anniversary of the song entitled Matraman. Matraman is a place in Jakarta, not really far from here. And the song by the upstairs titled Matraman is about a person who is having a long distance relationship from Jakarta in Matraman, also Bandung, West Java. And the most interesting part about this love song is that this song doesn't use the word cinta or the word love, but it uses other expressions to show that this is a love song. So here is The Upstairs with Matraman. Stay tuned in the voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you. kota kembang.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlist, podcast, video news, and various users interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and share, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Might have listened about Indonesian budget efficiency program, and apparently the government is gonna implement this in a three-phase program, listener, as announced by the President Prabowo Subianto, that the government apparently aim at saving 750 trillion rupiah from the state budget. Reported by rri.co.id. So the first phase, they will cut amount to 300 trillion rupees. In the second phase, it will be 308. And in the third phase, there will be 300 trillion rupees. And of course, the budget will be coming from different sources. And the first one apparently is from some places, and the second one will focus on trimming the budget of ministries and institutions considered less efficient, and the third phase will involve the state-owned enterprises, and the target dividend is 300 trillion rupees, but some parts of that will be returned to the state-owned enterprises. And the president emphasized the importance of providing nutritious meal for all Indonesian children that will be also using the budgets cut from those places.
Jakarta City is an interesting tourism attraction. It has not only a lot of cultural and artistic heritage, but also has many beautiful and natural tourism objects that can spoil visitors' eyes.
One of them is a multi-level waterfall called Grojogan Watu Purbo. Grojogan Watu Purbo, located in Duku Bangun Rejo, Merdeka Rejo Village, Temple District, Slamet Rejansi, Yogyakarta, is also known as Grojogan Watu Purbo Bangun Rejo because it is located in Duku Bangun Rejo. Grojogan Watu Purbo has an unusual grojogan or waterfall, such as a six-level terracing and flowed by a series of small waterfalls. The waterfalls from the Krasak River. Grojogan Watu Purbo has actually been existing since 1975. Initially, this place was built because of the Merapi project, which built a dam to hold back lava flow when an eruption occurred. In this area, there is actually a grojogan or a waterfall on the left and right and large old stones. It is not known for sure the age of the stones. That's why it's called Grojogan Watu Purbo, which means ancient rock waterfall. Grojogan Watu Purbo is famous for its very beautiful scenery with six levels of towering waterfalls. The best view is seen in the morning when the sun rises, coupled with the chirping of birds greeting visitors. The rocks that decorate the river are so exotic, it's ideal to be a stepping place when playing water. This place is appropriate for all ages. Visitors can explore every corner of Grojogan Watu Purbo and every level, and also sit on a large rock while looking at the beauty of Grojogan. You can also swim here and of course don't miss taking selfies. The best time to visit Grojogan Watu Purbo is the rainy season, but you should avoid it when the rainfall is too heavy.
After the song by Ran Kularika Pandaya or I Run to the Beach, we'll listen to a story about Likurai Atambua.
Sampailah dulu sejenak kawanku, tinggalkanlah semua masalahmu. Bisik pasir deburan ombak temani semesta membiru, dengarlah. Sampailah dulu sejenak kawanku, tinggalkanlah semua masalahmu. Bisik pasir deburan ombak temani semesta membiru. Mang
region in Indonesia has its traditional dances, like in Belu, Timor, East Nusa Tenggara province. This district has abundant cultural wealth, especially in arts and customs. Among others, Likurai, which is one of the oldest dances performed by the majority of Belu society. Literally, the word Likurai comes from two syllables, Liku and Rai. Liku means mastering and Rai means earth. So, this dance means to rule the earth. There are, however, different views on the meaning of Likurai. According to a Belu customs and tradition figure, Ignatius Kalimau, Likurai in Tetum language is interpreted as Teberai. Following is his statement.
In Tetum, it is Likurai. In Bunak, it is Teberai. Teberai dance was held when Sun warriors went to a tribal war to take home the enemy's head.
Additionally, in Belu, the word Likurai consists of two syllables, namely Liku and Rai. Each has its own different meaning. Liku means to see or to serve, and Rai means land or earth, as stated by Pius Fahik as a cultural figure from Belu.
Kata Likurai sebenarnya mempunyai dua suku kata.
The word Likurai has two syllables, namely Liku and Rai. It has its own different meaning. Liku means to see or to serve, and Rai means land or ground. So Likurai actually means to serve or refer to the earth.
Oleh karena itu, kata Likurai sebenarnya dia berarti melayani.
Likurai dance was once a war dance performed to greet or meet the heroes returning from the battlefield with the head of the enemy, beheaded as a proof of courage. Then the women or feto will welcome the heroes or MEO with this Likurai dance and accompanied by some men or mane who dance or haksoke carrying a sword, as explained by Pius Fahik.
Tarian Likurai ini sebenarnya pada zaman dulu dijadikan sebagai satu tarian penyukur.
Likurai dance actually in the past was used to welcome the heroes and as a service. Basically, it is a dance that serves the land, for it is believed that the land is the source of life for humans. Therefore, Likurai was performed to serve the land as a tribute. In its development, Likurai dance was also used as a welcome dance for heroes returning from the battlefield. The warriors brought back some silver heads of the enemy from the battlefield as proof of their victory. So upon returning, the heroes were greeted with Likurai dance.
Dan setelah para pahlawan itu kembali, para pahlawan tersebut disambut dengan tarian Likurai tersebut.
Likurai dance is performed by a group of women while beating tihar or drums inserted in their armpits. The dance begins with the beating of the tihar by one of the dancers, followed by other dancers. When a harmonious rhythm has been achieved, when they will start to move their bodies to the left and to the right, sometimes squatting in a specific formation. The male dancers will stomp with bells on their feet, holding up a sword. Then they begin reciting poems interspersed by war or victory shrieks. The beating of the tihar then is increasingly fast and hard, as well as the movements of the dancers. Sometimes the dancers will simultaneously stop moving, causing spontaneous silence. In general, this dance looks beautiful, energetic, and can to evoke chilling experience, especially if imagining the human heads, which said to be moved about between the legs of the dancer's feet. Likurai dance has its own uniqueness as disclosed by Pius, the Belu cultural figure,
who said that both the dancer and the musician become one.
Tarian Likurai ini merupakan satu tarian khas yang mempunyai keunikan.
Likurai dance has a unique characteristic. In most other dances, the dancers are separated from the musicians. So while the musicians are playing the musical instruments, elsewhere, the dancers are on the stage for other preferred place. While Likurai is unique for the fact that a dancer at the same time also becomes a musician.
Selain menjadi penari, dia sekaligus menjadi pemusik.
Similarly, it was also expressed by John Atiluan, an observer of culture. According to him, Likurai is unique.
Likurai itu alat musik yang unik. Kalau
Likurai musical instrument is unique. If in Belu, Likurai is struck by a woman while dancing. Well, this is a really unique.
Meanwhile, according to the head of the Department of Culture and Tourism, Dominic Mali, both the dancer and musician can be just one person or solo performer.
Kekasan tarian Likurai itu dengan
the unique characteristic of Likurai dance compared to other dances is that a Likurai musician and dancer can perform solo. In most dances, the music is played by others, dances by others. Likurai music and dance is simultaneously performed by a solo dancer, and it means two are seated activities carried out by one person.
Likurai remains the conqueror of war until now. Likurai, when performed in religious ceremony, shows that the faithful should become a hero who defeats evil. Likurai, when danced to welcome government officials, community leaders, or important visitors, show that the guests deserve respect and inspire the guest to become a hero who is ready to defend and work for the progress of the independent Belu people. While Likurai performed in a Thanksgiving event or a celebration shows that we should be grateful to the Almighty. Or even hundreds of women get together in Tihar language. Tihar generates sounds that evoke joy, admiration, and pride while creating a sacred atmosphere. The men who are ready to dance along will look so mighty. It could be said that Likurai is a heroic dance which essentially contains elements of violent warfare, as well as gratitude for the success, prosperity, and is the pride of Belu people.
I think we both know. No one can stop us.
It's Diva Badus with No One Can Stop Us. And if you are, so if you can discern a lot of details, you can find that a lot of Indonesian traditional elements are being used in this really, really modern music.
Children love just screen time.
Screen time.
Yay! But sometimes they don't.
Screen time.
Okay. Changes in behavior may be a sign that our children have been exposed to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. Pay attention to the sign. It's not too late.
Screen time.
Dad, help me. Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Lagu gembira,
Kontona.
Is in the house, yo man. Let me tell you something about this song. Check it out. Tidak perlu pantai jika ingin bersantai. Dengarlah lagu ini lewat headphone yang kau pakai. Nikmati sambil tanganmu melambai-lambai. Baru bilang bye-bye, eh sudah sampai.
Buah kelapa.
Indonesia.
Listener, have you ever wondered which economic sectors will grow in Indonesia this year? Here is an opinion from Gunawan Benjamin, an economist.
The economic sector that I think that will be health, or maybe the development in that still growth in 2025 is agriculture, because this is the defense economic sector, and then food and beverage accommodation. This is because we know that the government have a program for makan bergizi gratis, yeah, or MBG. Mm-hmm. I think this is one of the policy that will push the domestic consumption, and the rest, of course, commodity sectors such as palm oil, coal, or nickel. That's it.
The complete dialogue with Gunawan Benjamin is available in the morning talk titled Uncovering Indonesia's Investment Potential, only on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Sendirian di kala musim lagi pada jadian, andai ku bisa berpegangan tangan dengan pacar impian yang tak kunjung datang. I need love. Pacaran buatku galau seolah ketinggalan, jadi males ke acara nikahan, dikepoin semua dengan pertanyaan. Anila
I really need it, wanna feel it, I need love. Cause I'm tired of being single, I wanna mingle, I want that single. I need them Kylie's or candles, yeah. Been out of the game, but now I'm back, I'm ready to score. But now I'm more determined, now I'm in control. So to all the pretty ladies out there, if you're listening, if you're looking for some loving, DM my Instagram, yeah. Cause I wanna give you all my loving, I wanna give you all my heart, yeah. Now I'm holding your hands, we're together, then I realize I'm in a daydream, bam.
I need love, love and love.
Listener, here's the news. First, the headlines. Food production shows positive developments in 2025. Government uses hospital-based specials program to curb doctor shortage. And here is the news in detail. The Ministry of Agriculture affirmed that Indonesia's food production continues to show positive developments in 2025, the opposite of conditions in some countries currently experiencing food crisis. Quoted from AntaraNews.com, the head of Communication and Information Services Bureau at the Ministry, Muhammad Arif Cahyono, confirmed this on Sunday in a statement reminding all parties to remain alert. Meanwhile, according to the Ministry of Agriculture, the national food security is currently maintained, supported by the projected increase in rice production. Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin recently said the existence of the Hospital-Based Specialist Doctor Education Program, or abbreviated as PPDS in Indonesia, is a strategy to overcome the specialist doctor shortage in the country. Minister Sadikin, in a press conference in Jakarta Sunday, said Indonesia is facing shortage in specialist doctors, including thoracic and cardiovascular surgeons. Previously, he informed that the hospital-based PPDS would prioritize local doctors as participants in specialist doctor education at teaching hospitals. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Masa-masa berdua bersamamu saat itu, canda tawa manis lugu dirimu saat itu.
Aku cinta kamu,
tak ingin aku berpisah sebentar saja. Ku rasakan dunia milik berdua. Aku masalah yang pernah kita hadapi
di sini.
Jangan ragu, kau dan aku pasti bisa lewati, lewati. Percayalah, aku akan selalu bersamamu. Karena itu sebuah janjiku padamu. Aku selalu salah tingkah saat tidak
Tetap yang terbaik.